We continue today with lesson number 2 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. And we will be studying today the 3rd and 4th Mishnayos of the first Perek of Gittin. We'll be continuing with the halacha that when a person, when a shliach is sent from a husband to a wife, and they are living at great distances from each other, one in the south of France, one in Norway, one in the south of France, one in Eretz Yisrael, the shliach, the agent, the messenger, the emissary, must say the formula, Befonai nichtav, this document, this divorce document was written in front of me, Befonai nechtam, and it was signed by witnesses in front of me. And we explained that according to Rabbah, this accomplishes a validation that indeed the get was written lishma, although it may come from a place where people were not even very familiar in general with lishma dinim. And according to Rava, because when places are at a great distance from each other, or for some other reason travel is difficult from one place to another, ein edim mitzuyim lekaimo, there aren't witnesses here where the woman lives, there aren't people here where the woman lives who are familiar with the signature of the witnesses back in the other place where the man lived. So the Mishnah Gimel continues and says, all of the above has to do with gittin, which are sent from Eretz Yisrael to France, from France to Eretz Yisrael, from the south of France to the north of France, even within one city, in this, if the hegemonim of the city were makpidim zealze, didn't allow transportation, traffic from one place to the other. In all these places, einedim mitzuyim lekaimo, and therefore we require the shliach to say, I know that this was indeed the signature of these witnesses, Befonai nichtav, Befonai nechtam. Suppose, however, says the Mishnah Gimel, Hamevi get be Eretz Yisroel. A person brings a get from Tzvas to Beersheva. They're both in Eretz Yisroel. According to Rava, both in Tzvas and in Beersheva, they are yeshivos. People are bekiyim lishma. We don't require Befonai nichtav. According to Rava, there's plenty of Eged buses going back and forth from Tzvas to Beersheva all the time. People in Tzvas are familiar with the signatures of people in Beersheva, and vice versa. Yesh Edim Mitsuyim Lekaimo. Lefichach, since the witness does not have to say Befonai Nichtav or Befonai Nechtam, Im Yesh Olav Orim, suppose the husband comes along and says, that get is a forgery. Yiskayim b'chosmav. So very easy. The defense against the accusation of forgery is to call the witnesses who allegedly signed on the document and to ask them, is that your signature? If they say yes, we tell the husband, bye-bye. Your forgery claim is out the window. Or if we can find other witnesses who can say, we hereby testify that that signature is indeed the signature of the person whose name it is, that too would eliminate the possibility of irur, the claim, the appeal of the husband against this get, claiming forgery, would be batel, would be null and void. But, by the way, as long as the husband does not come and claim forgery, and this woman received a get living in Beersheva from a shliach coming down from Tzvat, who did not say, Befonai nechtav, she can take this get and marry on the basis. We don't have to be concerned, hey, maybe the husband will claim it's a forgery. Hamevi get mi medina sayam. Suppose a person comes from medina sayam. He comes from the south of France, a shliach, to Eretz Yisrael, to deliver a get to the wife, and he should say, Befonai nechtav, Befonai nechtam, but he can't. He can't. The Gemara says he can't because he became mute. When he was back in the south in France, he was perfectly healthy. On the trip, something happened and he could no longer speak. He became nischaresh, nishtatek. according to some Mefarshim, even if he can't say it because he wasn't there when the get was written. If the get was written and signed, the husband said, hey, take this to my wife. So he can't say before Nechta, Nechta. But the Gemara gives the example of Nishtatek, of a person who became mute for whatever reason. Im yesh olav edim, if there are witnesses on the document, yiskayim b'chosamov, b'chosamov. Very simple. You do the same process of kiyum. You call the witnesses in. You look for witnesses who can verify those witnesses' signature, etc. Because before nechta v'ayin nechta have not been sent. Now, you notice that this Mishnah said, im yesh olav edim, if the document has witnesses. Doesn't the document have to have witnesses? Well, what this Mishnah is implying is that the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Elazar, whom I explained to you in the explanation of the first Mishnah, holds Eide Mesira Karti, that min ha-Torah, a document of a get does not require witnesses. You can just write the text, put in the names, proper names, Lishmo, etc., give it to the woman in the presence of two witnesses, and no witnesses signed on. That's why it says, Im yesh olav edim, yiskayim b'chosmov. Gemara explains that according to Rabbah, for whom the basic reason that we say b'fonai nichtav is to establish the fact that it was indeed done lishma, because generally speaking, in the place where this get originated, they do not know about these dinim of lishma. He would explain this particular Mishnah, liacha shalomdu, after the yeshivas came to the south of France, and they began to teach about Meseches Gittin, and it's well known that a get has to be lishma, nevertheless, the shliach has to say b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtav, because the original requirement, the takonas chachomim, of saying b'fonai nechtav u'nechtav remains even la'achar shelomdu. Why? Because you never know. Shema yachzor hadova l'kilkulo. There are plenty of places in this world where once upon a time the Jews living there were ignorant. Then there were yeshivas that came along, and they were no longer ignorant. In fact, they were great talmidei chachamim. And now, the Jews living there are again ignorant. Happens many times throughout our history, unfortunately. So therefore, even liacha shalomdu, Rabbah would say, we require b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtav. Now, Mishnah Dalet brings us to a new twist, which will take us through the rest of the perek. Echad gitei noshim v'echad shechrura yavodim shavu lamolich v'lamevi. The din is, if a person acquires a Gentile slave, an Eved Knani, that Eved Knani undergoes, if he's a male, he undergoes mila, circumcision, and tevila, immersion in the mikveh, and he becomes kind of like a ger. He is mechuyav in mitzvos kinoshim, the same mitzvos which a woman is obligated into, so too is this Eved Kanani obligated. Now, once the owner frees the Eved Kanani becomes a full-fledged Jew. And if he's male, he's mechuyav in all the mitzvos, not just the ones in which a woman is obligated. How does a master free such a slave? By giving him or her, the Shifra Kananis, a document very similar to a document which a husband gives to a wife. In some ways very similar, as we will see, and in some ways the document and its procedural aspects are very different. But with reference to Molich Umevi, meaning, with reference to the requirement that a shliach delivering molich from Eretz Yisrael to the south of France, Medina Sayam, or Umevi from Medina Sayam, south of France, to Eretz Yisrael, has to say, b'fonai nechtav, b'fonai nechtam. This is true whether the shliach is delivering a get isha from husband to wife, or a shtar shichrura yavodim, a document freeing an Eved Knani, and it's being delivered from the master in one place on the ocean, across the ocean, to the slave, or now to be ex-slave, on the other side across the ocean. Both Gitei Noshim and shichrura yavodim are equal in the, with respect to Molech Umevi. Befonai Nechtav uBefonai Nechtam is required. The reason for this is given that the Shtar Shichrur also has to be written Lishma. Because by the Shtar Shichrur, the Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, O Chuvsha lo nitan lo. Lo means to her, to this Shifra, to this maidservant, specifically Lishma. And therefore, Befonai Nechtav or Netam is required, according to Rabbah, and according to Rava, it's required for the same reason. We want to be sure that indeed these signatures are valid, legitimate, authentic signatures. So, this way, this manner, this requirement of Befonai Nechtav is one of the ways, Echad min adrochim, sheshavu gitei noshim l'shichrui avodim, that divorces, husband-wife divorces, are similar to documents freeing a slave. They both require Befonai Nechtav or Nechtav. As we will learn further in the next Mishnayosin, that there are many other ways, there are some other ways in which they are similar, and some other ways in which they are different. That will be the topic of the next Mishnah. So we have concluded Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Gimel, and Dalet. Lesson number 2 is now behind us.